It's time for another music video. And I've done quite a number of videos looking at 1970, looking at the genres of the albums released in 1970. And here's another one. This is my second episode of pop rock genre. And I've selected three albums and a bit of controversy, I think, in this video. So stay tuned. Let's get started. And I want to kick off with an album called Parachute by the British band The Pretty Things. It was their fifth studio effort, recorded at Abbey Road Studios, which is significant, I think. And I absolutely adore this album. And I'm going to go into it now and explain why I love it. Let's begin. The Good Mr. Square is the opening effort on this album. And just a brief bit about how I see this in the context of the whole album. It sort of replicates the sort of three-part harmony that the Beatles had become famous for on their album Abbey Road the year before. But then two songs later, the group assembles an interconnected suite of three songs, very much like what took place on Abbey Road on side two. The bassist Wally Waller's vocals on Sickle Clowns, which turns up on the second side, has a very throaty, mad, anguish type style, reminiscent a little bit of John Lennon on Year Blues on the White Album. And Happiness is a Warm Gun is also indicative of that. This was the first album by the band without their influential guitar player, Dick Taylor. There will be a slide with the band details and the track details. And now I'm going to go into those tracks one by one. Opening up, scene one, there's a droning piano that feeds into some lovely rhythmic acoustic guitar and drums. And then the rock theme hits the ears with harmony vocals that I think you will think, wow, who are these guys, the Beatles? Before the Good Mr. Square appears. And it's got psychedelic Beatle-like pop sounds. It's wonderful. And it segues into She Was Tall and She Was High. Continues really the drug-induced pop field. And then we move on to the suite, the three-song suite in the square. Beautiful keyboards sparkle on intro, and those exquisite harmonies added to the delicate lead guitar then leads us on to the second phase of this suite, The Letter, which picks up the beat at a canter and builds slowly before segueing into the third piece, Rain. And this is where the rock band emerges, and it's glorious. May's vocals remind me of Ian Gillan a little. Silky bass runs as well, in exotic guitar solos back in the mix. It's absolutely delightful. Then, Miss Faye Regrets. It's a bit of an anticlimax after those openers. Standard rocker, though, at post. But then track four, Cries from the Midnight Circus, really gets you back on key, so to speak. Crunching rhythm guitar adds to the manic vocals, and there's some killer lead guitar here, which is short and very compact. It's very rock-like. And then we're into side B. Grass opens, soothing psychedelic tempo with exquisite guitar, and you can imagine being in the hot sunshine. Love this track. It's got desperate vocals attempting to woo your girl, and the vocals are a bit like Lennon on his softer side. The melting guitar as well is so tasteful. And then we get into Sickle Clowns. Now, Sickle Clowns whips up the percussion with a strident beat that has a throaty Lennon-type feel to it. Polished guitar solos, and then a second solo, which is very squealish and a bit longer, a funky percussive bridge, and then go on again to the finish. And I'm going to read the lyrics to Sickle Clowns to give you some idea of this part of the album. Down by the river, three sickle-mounted souls lay wind on the green lathe, digging their rock and roll. Hey, hey, digging their rock and roll. Flashed by the wild geese, the silence it did tear. Sticks swinging violence, young American murdered there. Hey, hey, young American murdered there. As one soul lay dying, only two were there to care. On through the valleys, sad sickle clans they ride. Pressed right against morning, pressed tight against morning, beneath the blackened sky. Hey, hey, beneath the blackened sky. There on a hill of gold wild children play. They bend to pick the flowers. The sun dissolves the day. Hey, hey, the sun dissolves the day. If you can't close one eye, then turn the other way. Faces bark in anger with savage bitter words. Twists against the friendship with rapid chops they're blurred. Hey, hey, with rapid shots they're blurred. There by the highway, two sickle clowns melt on flames. They burn without the knowledge. Oh, why their lives were claimed. Hey, hey, why their lives were claimed. And as the smoke drifts skywards, we search for those to blame. Thanks to the dog for added harmonies on that one. Yeah, it's 7 in the morning here, and he's keeping an eye on outsiders trying to get too close to the gate. But anyway, that was my rendition of Sickle Clowns. It will be on the slide, of course. And to She's a Lover, it's a standard pop rock song. There's an interchange of the lead guitar styles. It's very pleasant. And then What's the Use? A bit tongue-in-cheek, this. This ditty is full of hippie harmonising and a sing-along with old percussion noises. And then we get to the title track, Parachute. Very, very sweet on the ears, this one. Reminiscent of the Sun King of Abbey Road. Psychedelic mood rekindled. The harmonies dominate with liquid guitar solo to finish. Very much a little bit like Pink Floyd, I thought. But there's a funky piano that's joined to the lush harmonies with a sort of nod to Day in the Life, actually, towards the end. So in conclusion, if you've never heard this album, this probably was one of a pair that the Pretty Things released that are right up there. The previously SF Sorrow, which is regarded really as the first rock opera ahead of Tommy, and this one, Parachute, which is very much heavily influenced by Abbey Road, and it's almost on a par with it. Get to listen to it. Parachute by the Pretty Things. There's been a lot of activity this year and furore about my second choice, All Things Must Pass. I have to confess that prior to all this activity, I had really neglected this album, hardly gave it a listen when it came out, and dismissed it, really. But obviously the enthusiasm prompted me to give it a re-listen. Third studio album by George Harrison, released as a triple album in November 1970, which was pretty radical. It was the first solo work after the breakup of the Beatles in April of that year. And a couple of hit singles that are very famous, My Sweet Lord, What's His Life. And also songs such as Isn't It a Pity have been regarded as classics. The title track also was overlooked by the Beatles, the McCartney-Lennon combination, really not having much time for Harris's material. And this album reflects really to an extent Harrison's musical activities with artists such as Dylan, the band, Delaney and Bonnie, and Billy Preston during the previous 2 years. And he's grown as an artist beyond his supporting role with the Beatles. It introduced the signature sides of Harrison's musical abilities, sly guitar sounds, and of course the spiritual themes that are present throughout this album. Barry Feinstein's album cover photo is worth noting, showing Harrison surrounded by four garden gnomes. And it really perhaps is a metaphor for the lack of attention in the Beatles. That's my thoughts anyway. Give this album its a full appreciation. One has to be aware of the musicians that walked into the studio to assist George. At the top of the pile was Eric Clapton and members of the Delaney and Bonnie band, which later were to become Derek and the Dominoes. And that sort of marriage probably owed somewhat to what was happening in this recording studio. We also had Ringo Starr, Gary Wright from Spooky Tooth, Billy Preston, of course, Klaus Voormann, John Barnum, members of Badfinger. And of course, Harrison also introduced as co-producer Phil Spector, and his wall of sound style protection technique. And there was also the influence of Indian music on this album, a Western equivalent to gospel music. But the album nevertheless certainly identified hard rock, country and Motown among the other genres on this album. So given that long-winded introduction, I'm now going to go through a few of the sides. I'm not going to encompass all of them. That would take far too long. So I'm going to sort of pick, really, cherry pick. So let's get on with the track appreciation. Go to track one, I'd Have You Anytime, co-written by Bob Dylan. Beautiful, sweet pop song this, with restrained strings. It certainly has Spector's influence. And it was allegedly written with Bob at Woodstock, the famous festival. Track two's Is My Sweet Lord. Well, it's all been said, really. Glorious guitar intro. It's a big highlight. The radio played it to death, I recall. The gospel harmonies shine through. And then track three's Wah Wah. The richness of his guitar comes through here. It rocks a bit as well. And some of the guitar work is pretty wicked. I'm not sure if Clapton was involved, but it's more than likely. Isn't It a Pity, the first version, a 7-minute opus, completes side one, and Spector's strings stamp themselves all over this very melancholic ballad. It's a bit overlong for my liking. And into side two, What Is Life? Love this intro and a really cool melody. Why wasn't this on a Beatles album? Great chorus line. The pretty short lead guitar pieces are just about enough. And I'm going to go through the lyrics to this one to get a feel of where George's mind was. What I feel I can't say, but my love is there for you any time of day. But if it's not love that you need, then I'll try my best to make everything succeed. Tell me, what is my life without your love? And tell me, who am I without you in my life? What I know I can do if I give my love now to everyone like you. But if it's not love that you need, then I'll try my best to make everything succeed. Tell me, what is my life without your love? And tell me, who am I without you by my side? Tell me, what is my life without your love? And tell me, who am I without you by my side? That's just a touch. I'm not going to read it all because it would take far too long. The complete lyric for that song will be on a slide. Continue with the track selection. If Not For You, this one is written by Bob Dylan. Very soulful interpretation of Dylan's songs with some pleasant piano and a very brief harmonica thrown in. Behind That Locked Door's next, it's a real country and western feel to this slow folk song. There's a pedal steel very restrained sort of beautiful track, really. Let It Down's next. The arrangements make this slowish bluesy ballad with occasional horns, very soulful. And it gets gospel-like appreciation towards the outro, which is quite explosive. And then we're on to Run of the Mill. It closes the first half of this triple, an acoustic orchestral mix with idyllic vocals by George, and the horns dominate the latter part of the song. Side three, this is the last one I'm going to go through in any detail. Six sides is just overkill for this compilation video. Beware of Darkness starts us off. Typical George with tasty, delicate guitar work makes this mess with the strings. Apple Scruffs. Sorry, that's the dog. He's got a hat on at the moment because he's had an ear infection. Singer-songwriter song, this acoustic guitar and the harmonica in tandem. Then we've got the ballad of Sir Frankie Crisp, Let It Roll. There's a piano and guitar intermeshing with hints of pedal steel. It has a warmth to this gentle pop song. And then A Waiting On You All, more up-tempo with a spiritual reference here. And there's those gospel tinges that filter in. And then the final track on the side is the titles track, All Things Must Pass. There's a lot of horns on here and the piano driving this ballad. It's a reflection, really, of what was behind him when he was with the Fab Four. And again, I'm going to read a couple of verses to this one. Sunrise doesn't last all morning. A cloudburst doesn't last all day. Seems my love is up and has left you with no warning. It's not always going to be this grey. All things must pass. All things must pass away. Sunset doesn't last all evening. A mind can blow these clouds away. After all this, my love is up and must be leaving. It's not always going to be this grey. To verse 3. Now the darkness only stays at night time. In the morning, it will fade away. Daylight is good at arriving at the right time. It's not always going to be this grey. And then the final chorus. Okay, so that's my take on All Things Must Pass. Brief summary then of this George Harrison album, which is regarded as his masterpiece. I enjoyed it, but I have some way to go on this. I need to repeat listen to it. It sounded dated to me, but you know, we are talking about 51 years ago. And perhaps I should have grabbed it by the horns way back when. It certainly indicates to all and sundry, really, that he was a genius for a lyric and also a fantastically talented musician, and really wasn't able to shine through 100% with the Fab Four. But, you know, this happens in life. Masters who we never get to know about, geniuses who were not found by the public. Okay, so that's my take on this album. I'll be interested in comments and any of the other three sides that I missed the boat on. Final offering on this pop rock episode 2 from 1970 is the first solo record by Paul McCartney. Of course, this followed the Beatles' breakup, and the Harrison and Lennon albums had already been released, I understand. The question begs about this release. Was it really a serious piece of work, or was it just a knee-jerk reaction to the fact that the two guys in the Beatles had already released their solo material? Or was it just a bit of fun by Macca? It's clearly a work in progress, and I would suggest that only two or three songs would even have been considered for a Beatles album, let alone got on it. I heard it on release and I thought it was absolute rubbish. I've listened again, a decade on, it didn't improve that much, I'm going to give it another go now. Recently listened to this. And let's go through the tracks. The lovely Linda. An ode to love, really. Very pleasant, but not exactly stunning. Track two, that would be something. It's a folk song of simplicity here. And Paul seemed to be testing out his capacity to play everything competently. Valentine Day's next, very much a demo, should have stayed one as far as I can see. Every Night, it's the first song of any worth, I think, so far, but hardly going to rush to the repeat toggle. And then Hot as Sunglasses, an instrumental with some odd vocals at the outro. Junk is definitely a good song. Paul's vocals coming to the top, a la the creme to the creme. Beautiful melody. Man, We Was Lonely. The positivity continues with a jocular tongue-in-cheek look at loneliness on the road. There's a nice guitar break in here. And so we get to Ooh You. Guitars to the ready, loose style that goes nowhere. And then we've got Mama Miss America. I like the guitar bits here and the bass runs pleasant. Instrumental jam of sorts. And then we get to Teddy Boy, a nostalgic look at youth, chirpy lyrics, and Macca sounds whimsical with a few harmonies thrown in. And then Sing Along Junk replaces the earlier piano and acoustic guitar that purr together with some strings. A pretty Hofner-like performance prominent here. And then, of course, the standout, Maybe I'm Amazed, a timeless classic. The playing's a little rough around the edges, but the passion is there for all to hear. And a great guitar lick with some stompy piano and organ. Definitely stands out on this particular album. And Crean a Craw, to finish off, takes a minute to start, and then there's some bendy sort of guitar that kicks in and quickly disappears, replaced by percussion and the drums. It's pretty disposable, really. So, let's conclude, summarise, Paul McCartney. Well, you probably gathered from my monologue that I ain't that keen on it. There are a couple of offerings that are certainly encouraging, but I really do think he must have made this as a bit of fun, really, because it's not serious as far as I'm concerned. I'll await all the backlash from you lot on this one. But that concludes my second episode looking at pop rock, three offerings. Remind you what they are: Parachute by the Pretty Things, All Things Must Pass by George Harrison, and McCartney 1.